Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Michael R., the narrator for this wonderful audio drama. I want to drop the announcer voice for a moment and talk to you about Supporting Boom and Observer Pictures. Here's the thing. This show exists because of you, the listener. And supporting us through Patreon will help ensure that we always give you the best quality show we can. Besides just being a way to express your appreciation, being a patron gets you access to exclusive episodes and merchandise, discounts at the Teespring shop, peeks behind the scenes, I love those, and a whole lot more. And it all starts at just $2 a month. So please, visit boom.observerpictures.com, click on Become a Member, and join Patreon today. Now, here's the show.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 30, Disclosure. Detective Angelica Santos stands just inside Porter's doorway, talking to Jordan and Porter. While Jordan stands near Santos at the door, Porter sits at his kitchen table with no intentions of being cordial.
That's all well and good, but what about Haley?
I assure you, Detective Haley will have no part in this investigation.
Why are you even telling me this? I assume you're not required to.
Detective Santos felt that, in light of the situation, it would be courteous to let us know the changes the Metro Police have decided to make.
Obviously not too big a change. You shouldn't be on the case either.
I get that you're frustrated, but I've taken over as lead because of my knowledge of the case. Porter, I promise you a thorough investigation.
Sure, whatever.
Thank you, Detective Santos. I will be checking in.
Of course. Have a good day.
Of course, I'll have a wonderful day sitting in my house again because they're fucking incompetent.
You done?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't offer you anything to drink. I have, water. I have water. I'm supposed to get a grocery delivery later.
That's fine, Porter. I need to go anyway. I left you some homework. Read through that. We'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Sure. I'll get right on it. It's open.
Here.
I thought Mom and Dad would be with you.
They decided that maybe you could use a break from them. Yesterday, you seemed a little testy.
It wasn't them. I just... Whatever. Just make sure to tell them it wasn't them.
You have a phone. I'm going to get the other bags.
I can help you.
No, I'm good. Call Mom and Dad.
Porter grabs his phone. When he unlocks it, the text from Myra stares back at him.
I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Did you get my text?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
That's good.
I don't...
Is that Mom? Tell her I'll be back in an hour.
Not Mom. It's Myra. Shit.
What? Myra? Hi! He misses you so much.
Maybe this wasn't...
It's okay. I'm home alone the rest of the day, so just call me back. Of course.
Okay. Bye.
Why'd you hang up?
It's weird with you here. I don't know why I called.
You called her? You called her? That's good, Porter. It's good.
Really?
Yeah, really. You need things to be as normal as possible.
Sure.
Well, I was going to stay, but I'm going to let you put away your own groceries because you're a big boy. And I'm going to get out of here. Need anything else?
I'm good.
Okay. Text me if you need anything. I'll bring Mom and Dad over tomorrow, all right?
Yeah.
You have to call her back. You're calling her back.
Yes.
Good. See you tomorrow.
Allison opens and closes cabinets in Luke's kitchen, methodically searching for something. She doesn't notice Luke's footsteps as he walks up behind her and wraps his arms around her.
Oh! You scared me.
I'm sorry. What are you looking for?
Popcorn. I thought we could have some while we watch the movie.
We're actually watching the movie?
I guess we can watch it later.
That'll be getting kind of late. I still need to make dinner.
I thought maybe I'd stay the night, if that's okay.
I guess.
I don't have to.
No, babe, that's not what I meant. Of course I want you to stay. I just thought you might... You sure about leaving Myra?
She'll be all right.
Are you sure? She's been kind of odd lately.
Sweetie, please stop talking about Myra.
I hate you, by the way.
I didn't tell you to call her.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you said to do.
I meant I didn't tell you to call her without being prepared.
It was a short conversation anyway. I didn't know what to say.
But she's coming over?
She's coming over.
When?
Tomorrow.
Okay. And you're gonna tell her everything. Porter. You're going to tell her everything.
I don't know, man.
Then what's the point of inviting her over?
I didn't invite her. She invited herself.
It doesn't matter. You are telling her everything. No more bullshit. And don't sleep with her.
Fuck you.
I'm serious. You keep your clothes on and you tell her the truth. Or I'll be here tomorrow when she gets here.
If you even show up at my door.
But seriously.
All right. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but that doesn't even... Oh, God.
Need any help?
I would love some, just not from you.
I know this case better than anybody here.
Yes, that's the problem.
Angelica, we've known each other for 8 years.
Yes. And I kick myself for all the times I've let your gut lead an investigation. I knew we weren't doing this right. I'm going to fix it.
You know Porter Owens is involved.
Maybe he is, but I will go back over everything to determine how much involvement he had. I'm going to speak to Luke Sullivan tomorrow at his home.
Oh, yeah? You got a warrant?
It's just an interview right now. That anonymous tip wasn't enough to get a warrant. I tried.
You're not going alone.
Rebecca, you can have no part.
I won't go in. I still have a badge, you know. I'll just be your backup. From the car. Think about it.
I'm going home.
Grab a drink first.
Sure.
How was your sandwich?
It was delicious. Thank you.
I'm sorry I didn't do something better. I'm a little limited.
No, it was fine. Remember, I live with Allie.
She's not that bad.
She ruined a peanut butter and jelly sandwich once.
So you said you sang at a wedding? How was that?
It was fun, actually. The band was great, and I even did a duet with Alan.
Alan?
The guy who played guitar at the listening room for me.
Oh, yeah. That's the last time I saw you.
Really?
Yeah, we were supposed to get together and talk.
Well, it took a while, but we're doing it now.
Yeah. Is that why you wanted to come over? Keep your word?
No, I missed you, and I was worried about you.
I missed you too.
Your mom said you let them come over,
You talked to my parents?
Well, yeah. I've been over to Anna's a couple of times, went out to eat.
They never said anything.
That's surprising.
Yeah, it is.
So, what do you do to keep yourself busy?
I've been playing a lot of video games, watching movies. I really look forward to getting the mail. It's the furthest I get to walk.
Oh, so you can go outside?
Yeah, to the end of the driveway and in the back, but I don't do it too much. It makes me want to be out more.
Fresh air is good, though.
Yeah. I also go to therapy twice a week, so I get to get in a car for that.
Do you like your therapist?
He's fine, I guess. I prefer Dr. Abbott, of course, but I can't do that.
Right.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Good. I've been trying to figure out the right time to say that, and obviously there wasn't really a right time, so I just...
Said it?
Yeah.
When I was at that wedding, I was thinking about you a lot. About us. And if we should get married.
Did you come up with anything?
I'm still thinking about it.
Well, you're still wearing the ring, so that's good.
I haven't taken it off.
I want to kiss you. Shit, no. No, I mean, God, that was weird. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to comment on what you just said. I just kind of blurted it out. Maybe I could just hold your hand or something. I don't know. This just got very strange. I don't think I remember how to do this anymore.
Slow down. It's fine.
Oh, God. We can't.
Why not?
Because I have to talk to you.
And it can't wait?
Oh, believe me, I want it to wait, but no, it can't.
Ah, fuck.
Allie, where are you?
In the basement.
Babe. What are you doing down here?
Did you know Heather Lawson?
What?
I came down here to get some paper towels. I dropped the roll and I found this on the floor. Heather Lawson. She was the woman that Porter was arrested for. Why do you have her business card?
Oh, babe. I really wish she hadn't found that.
Join us next time for the season finale of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Melinda Seawalk as Myra, Brian Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, Courtney Holly as Allie, Sarah Jane Nelson as Jordan Lissandro, Wendy Keeling as Detective Haley, Kristen James as Detective Santos, Paige DeLosier as Anna, and me, Michael R. as the narrator. Season 3 was recorded at New Mind Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, and Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Production sound, Matthew L. Hankins. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Van Donnell. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it.
Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.